Rick Emerson, only from Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right, 503-250-1080 in Portland, 1-800-775-955. This is Apollo 440, by the way. All right, coming up, we're going to talk about Joe Millionaire in a while. Also, News at Ground Zero with Clyde Lewis will play that Radio Gangsta.
Song
here in just a while. Dean of the 1080 Girl is going to be here with us about going to Vegas. I get so much confusing email. Listen to this one. What does this one mean? Rick, see if we can help decipher this. Rick, you'd better be correct on your belief that he really is a millionaire. I've got a dirty little bet going with a friend. If I'm right, I get to taste the goods before she gets married. If I'm wrong, let's just say I better like facial hair. What the hell does that mean? What is that about? Well, I better like facial hair. I get the first part.
He's got to grow a beard? I don't know.
Beard. Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. I'm going to read it. It doesn't make any sense. Well, all right. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland and 1-800-737-5955. Chris in Portland, you're a full-time listener. What's up with you, brother?
Well, maybe he has to kiss another guy.
Maybe that's... Well, that doesn't make any sense. What kind of... I don't understand. Okay.
One, following the video game, trend is Operation Doom.
Operation Doom. That, or Operation Quake. Yeah, I'm with you on that.
And the second one is an album title, Operation Kill 'Em All.
Operation Kill 'Em All. There you go. That's very good. That's what I'm talking about. All right. 2800 Operation Presence. 2800-737-5955. Operation and Justice for All. Come on. 503-250-1080 in Portland, 1-800-737-5955. This is Tim Riley. He's in the KOTK newsroom.
From the KOTK newsroom, here's your Northwest update.
It's 204, Tim Riley with news, brought to you by State Farm Insurance. So keep your nest egg from breaking. Call a local State Farm Mutual Automobile Insurance Company today for cost and complete details of long-term care insurance. Activists against the war in Iraq are hand-delivering about 5,000 postcards to Portland city leaders today. The city council will receive the cards. Most are written during Saturday's anti-war protest. The cards ask that city councilors take up a resolution to oppose the war based on a diversion of taxpayer money for military action rather than social services and education. Over 30 cities across the country have passed similar resolutions, and they're also collecting the same kind of postcards. And this postcard says, the war will cause the loss of many thousands of innocent lives, cost the U.S. billions of dollars, and create global instability and conflict for decades to come.
And so they're doing what? They're delivering postcards to who?
The mayor, let's see, the Honorable Mayor Vera Katz and the Portland City. I have one in my hand here. The little green cards are handing out the protest Saturday.
Oh, okay. You know, because the only thing that ever has any effect is the threat to politicians that they're going to lose their jobs. It's the only thing that ever carries any weight with those people, is the idea that we're going to vote their spindly asses out of office. So that's the only way you're ever going to get any attention paid to you if you don't have money.
Well, there's outrage in Britain today. This according to the BBC, not about the war. But the BBC reporting that U.S. poster companies have airbrushed the classic Beatles Abbey Road album cover to remove the cigarette from Paul McCartney's hand.
What?
Yeah. They've airbrushed the cigarette out of his hand. The move was made without the permission of either McCartney or Apple Records, which owns the rights to this image. The original copy shows a barefoot McCartney, third in line on the famous road, crossing, holding a cigarette.
But where is this, though?
This is on the Abbey Road album cover.
No, but I mean like in stores?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's insane.
Yep. BBC reports politically correct U.S. poster companies have airbrushed out the offending cigarette to delight the anti-smoking campaigners.
You know, this is where, you know, never mind. I don't want to talk about it. It's just revolting. But you know what this is like? This is like for Black History Month, what was it, 19... No, I guess it would have been 2000, 2001. For Black History Month, there was a Robert Johnson stamp, which the United States Postal Service... There's only a little history. There's only two known extant photos of Robert Johnson. There's only two existing photos of that guy. One of them is him in a pinstripe suit looking all kinds of cool, by the way. And the other one is him in just like a shirt and with a cigarette dangling out of his mouth, holding the guitar, looking just totally cool, looking just like every Delta Blues guy you've ever seen in your life, but with the cigarette hanging out. And so when they made the stamp of him, they airbrushed out the cigarette. So that's it. This is exactly the same thing. It's just apostasy. It's just awful.
So Apple Records is very upset with that because they own this.
Did you see the thing about the Rolling Stones smoking in Madison Square Garden?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Bloomberg tried to have the Rolling Stones busted by the cops because Keith Richards and Ron Wood were smoking on stage during Saturday's performance in New York City. Do you have that story?
It's in the folder.
It's in the manila folder. It's got a big picture of Mick Jagger.
It's in the other room. I'll have to go look
for it. Okay, but anyway, but the long and the short of it is that Bloomberg sent cops. First of all, you just don't send cops after Keith Richards. You just don't. It's known. It's an unwritten rule. It should be a written rule. It should be a law. You don't do it. You know, Keith Richards is above the law because he's a pirate. He's a rock and roll pirate. But anyway, so Keith Richards is smoking on stage, and Bloomberg sends the cops to Madison Square Garden to bust the Rolling Stones for smoking cigarettes on stage. And, of course, what do? The cops get there, and they just hang out backstage and watch the concert, get some autographs, and then they leave. And then the last thing Bloomberg sees is Richards getting into a limo and speeding off, like wheezing to himself. That's just great. That's what being a rock star is all about. It's all about being above the law and flouting conventional authority. What's the point of being a rock star if you can't just ignore laws that you feel are stupid?
Trashing hotel rooms with groupies?
Seriously, yeah. That is the... But again, that's the best part of being a rock star. I don't even think it's the drugs. I don't think it's the women. You know, a lot of people can get drugs. A lot of people can get women. You know, you're a rock star. You can just ignore laws. I mean, that's the best. It's like having diplomatic immunity.
Well, no, it's the getting the drugs, getting the women, getting away with it. But that's really it. It's getting away with it. A lot of people can get drugs. A lot of people can get women. They just can't get away with it.
The best ever example of a rock star ignoring the law, at least in my memory, and I forget what city it was in. I want to say it was in Phoenix, but that may be wrong. It was in like 1990 or so, when Guns N' Roses was really at the apogee of their peak. Remember how when Guns N' Roses... When they were really at their apex, there were, like, riots all the time at GNR shows because it was just, you know, there was just such a frenzy around the band. They were just so kind of dangerous. But Axl Rose was in his limo. They're going to the show. The limo gets pulled over for speeding by the man. Man walks up, you know, with his reflecting sunglasses and steel-toe boots, and he says, you know, what kind of name is Axl? You know, where's the fire? Long hair. And he's like, yeah, your limo's speeding. I'm going to have to give you a ticket. And Axl looks him. This is a true story. This is the greatness of rock and roll, my friends. Axl looks him dead in the eye and says, if you give me a ticket, I will not play tonight, and there will be a riot, and it'll be your fault. And just, like, stares the guy down. The guy calls into his supervisor, and he's like, yeah, Axl Rose is saying if we give him a ticket, the band won't play tonight. And the supervisor's like, crap, let him go. That was just the greatest moment ever. At that moment, to me, as a, 18, 17-year-old at that time, I was like, rock and roll is, you know, he's king. Axl rules, you know. That was the greatest moment for me because that made it absolutely clear to me that the glory of rock was just ignoring the man whenever you wanted. So, you know, it's my undying regret that I'm not able to pull off that clout. Like, you know, the cops can arrest me. I'm Rick Emerson. You know, just out come the clubs. That's all it is, man. Just out comes the pepper spray.
If you arrest me, I'm not doing my show today.
Good! Whack! That's all that is.
But anyway, more about this Abbey Road album cover. There's more to this than you think. It was McCartney himself who selected the cover shot. He had, in fact, come up with the original idea. Now, a myth suggested that McCartney had died in a car crash and was replaced by a lookalike. They grew out of this picture. The white-suited John Lennon symbolized the preacher holding the funeral procession, and while the barefoot of McCartney was the corpse.
Yeah, now, George was the gravedigger.
Mm-hmm. And according to the rumors, the positive proof of the imposter theory was the fact that Paul was holding a cigarette in his right hand despite being left-handed. So by taking the cigarette out, they blow all this, too.
Okay.
So there. Portland Metro forecast for this afternoon. Cloudy, occasional light rain. Highs in the mid to upper 40s. Showers tonight, then occasional rain after that, then showers and more occasional rain. Tim Riley in the KOTK newsroom, live around the world at KOTK.com.
All right. It's 503-250-1080. We've got this Operation Heavens on Fire. Operation Duke Nukem. Come on. That's good. That's right up there with Doom and Quake. All right. Talk about Jill Millionaire here in just a few. Also, Claude
Operation
Lewis
This Hour, sponsored by Michael Hacker Photography.
That was subtle.
All right, hold on. Operation,
shut up. Operation, don't be a dick.
Operation, host not doing his job.
Operation, you know, Never mind. Let's see. This hour of the Rick Emerson Show is brought to you, but they didn't even give me the right copy. Let me read you what the actual copy they gave to me. This Northwest News update is brought to you by... I don't even have correct copy for this. It's a miracle it gets done at all.
Yeah, why don't you look at the paragraph below that?
They both say news sponsorship.
Just check.
A-hole. There's no need to... Why don't you shut your cake hole? Huh? Why don't you do that for me?
Well, if you just do these sponsorships like you're supposed to without having to be prompted, we wouldn't have these ugly discussions on air.
This shutting of Matt Peterson's head. Anyway, it's brought to you by Michael Hacker Photography, who probably rused the day he ever did anything with us.
Guess that nickname, the talent, was overstated.
Wedding photography with style and elegance, because that's the two things you think of when you hear the Rick Emerson Show. Style and elegance. Done your way. For more info, Michael Hacker, go to michaelhacker.com or call 503-816-4944. Bunch of pricks. Not Michael Hacker Photography. They're all about style and elegance. Matt, prick. All right, let's welcome to the Rick Emerson Show. 1080 girl, Dina, how are you doing today?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing nice.
Thank you.
I'm used to seeing you in just like weird tight-fitting black leather or something.
I know.
But you're just jeans and a sweater girl today.
I thought I'd dress down.
Yeah, now it's I'm all for dressing down. So so we finally got the we got these pictures from you, I don't know, a few days ago of you and Tim in not Tim Riley, in Vegas. Now, can I ask what you were in Vegas for? Was this a porn convention or something?
Well, there was a porn convention and there was CES, which is the electronics show.
Is that like that's not Condex, is it?
I don't think
there's
so.
Something else.
Consumer Electronics Show.
Okay, yeah. All right. Which were you there for? Or was it just like a little
kind
bit
of both? It was a bonus. My husband had gone with some friends last year and they decided to go again, and so we met like a bunch of our friends from Utah there, and a guy even came down from Canada, and we all hung out, got a couple hotel rooms, and did the Vegas thing.
That's what I like to hear. So consumer electronics and porn all at once.
Yeah.
That's just the best thing ever. You know, when I die and there's a mix-up and I get into heaven accidentally, that's what it's going to be. It's going to be a consumer electronics and porn show happening 24 hours a day. So we got all these pictures of you, one of which is you and another girl being groped by Ron Jeremy.
Right.
Now tell me how that happened.
Well, what's ironic about that is I did not want to go to the porn convention.
Oh, come on.
I didn't. I'm so not into porn.
Are you not into porn?
I'm
how can
not.
You not be into porn?
It just does nothing for me. I just...
Is he into porn? Is your man into porn?
Well, I would guess by the fact that he went to the porn convention last year alone, and then he's going again this year, that
men kind of go to
likes porn.
Men go to a porn convention alone quite frequently, if you know what I mean. That's kind of a... Anyway.
Right. So I actually had to kind of get my arm twisted into going, and at the last minute we
in
all
a bra.
Decided...
You had to have your arm twisted into going in a bra with your breast hanging out.
Everybody else was.
Everybody else is going in a bra, Mom, can't I?
Totally peer pressure.
All right.
You know.
So who were the other people in the photograph? They're just friends of yours?
They're friends from Utah. Tim's like lifelong friends because he grew up there.
Yeah.
So they all met us there.
That explains a lot, by the way.
It does explain a lot.
Okay, but so how did you come to be groped by Ron Jeremy for this picture?
Well, he started setting the picture up, and he actually pushed both of us down onto
Ron our knees. Jeremy did?
Yeah. He just like grabbed our shoulders and pushed us down.
I do that, I get a restraining order. Ron Jeremy does it, he gets pictures taken.
Well, he was so gentle, though.
Yeah.
And then... So we were on our knees, and everybody starts snapping pictures. There was several, you know, there was a crowd of people snapping pictures, and then all of a sudden he just slid his hands down our bras. And
come on, that's just how cool is it to be Ron Jeremy?
I know.
Do you suppose that guy just wakes up every day and goes, Ron Jeremy, that's great.
Well, normally I would smack someone that did that. But
he's Ron Jeremy.
But he's Ron Jeremy, and he's so nice. He's really a nice person.
It's man, that's exactly, like if you're not going to be, you know, Keith Richards, you got to be Ron Jeremy. You can see these pictures at rickemerson.com, by the way. You're the one in the red bra. So the other one is... So now, which convention was Tone Loc at?
He was at the electronics. He was not at the porn show.
Okay.
And I didn't make it to that, so much to my chagrin, I didn't get to meet Tone Loc.
That's okay. That's a cool picture, though.
It is.
Anyway, so what goes on? I've tried like four different times in my life to go to a porn convention, but every time I either miss it or it's too expensive. Because the one in L.A., the huge porn convention in L.A. is... Jesus, it's like $85 or something to get in, which is, I'm just too much of a cheapskate.
This was $35, which isn't too bad, but it was a huge line to get in. It was a big deal for 3 days, and it's basically like just a giant adult toy store is all it is. I mean, there's just all kinds
of toys. Are there events and...
Not really events. There's just porn stores at porn stars at booths. The girls, you know, all dressed up and they sign pictures, and there's no actual nudity or anything.
God, I love America. I mean, America is just... Can we just take a moment to say that every place else sucks? All other countries suck. Any place that's not America sucks. Consumer Electronics Show and Porn Convention, and this is happening simultaneously in pretty much the same location.
Right, pretty close together.
And in Vegas. I mean, can we just stop and appreciate the glory and beauty of that for a second? Consumer Electronics Convention, Porn Convention, simultaneously in Vegas. Does
right.
life, could you make it any better? I mean, is there any possible way it could be cooler? Matt Peterson.
Ron Jeremy could have, like, gone out drinking with you and gambled with you all night.
Can I tell you, I met Ron Jeremy one time, and it was in Vegas. He's just always there. I was walking.
Where else would you be if you were him?
I was walking through, in Hollywood, porking some girl. I guess he can do that in Vegas. I was walking through the Excalibur one time. It wasn't even during a porn convention. He was just there. I was walking through the Excalibur with my friend Kurt. Earlier we had seen Pete Rose, by the way, gambling, which is something you probably don't want to be seen doing if you're Pete Rose. My friend Kurt's from Philly, and he's like, "Hey, Pete, I'm from Philly." And Pete's like, "Tell no one. Tell I'm not here." So anyway, later we're walking to the Excalibur heading for the buffet. And there's Ron Jeremy just drunk, holding like
that would
like
be
a
the Knights of the Round Table buffet.
Totally.
In the Excalibur.
There's lots of carbs, like $12.99, all the carbs you can eat, with a scotch and two of the hottest chicks, and not porn star hot, but like full on, like normal real world hot. And Kurt's just drunk, and he's like, "Ron, I love your work," you know, and and Ron's like, "Thanks," you know, and it was like high fived us. I mean, it's just like life is just, and it's been downhill for me since then. Since then, every day has been a little bit worse than the day
yeah,
before.
Yeah, my life all downhill since Ron Jeremy.
Seriously. I mean, well, how many women can say they've been groped by Ron Jeremy? 30, 40,000 tops. I mean, that's tops right there.
Yeah.
So
it was
so
an experience.
Have you brought me stuff?
I have, and I have actually already given Matt his. And this is not
everybody
for
yeah,
Matt.
Matt got stuff.
I don't want to hear about you giving Matt his.
Well, and I don't know if you're going to like yours either, at least the first part. This is from Tim, not
okay.
from me.
Oh, great. Okay, well, we'll do it in a second. Hang on, we'll do it in a second, then we'll talk about Joe Millionaire. You watch Joe Millionaire?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, baby. So we'll talk about that when we get back. Also, Clyde Lewis with News at Ground Zero. Goes to a porn convention. Why are the gifts from a porn convention from him? What is that about? Oh, my life sucks. All right, we'll be back. It's your Rick Emerson Show. Stay there.
Rick Emerson, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Man, someday when I retire, that's where I want to retire to. I want to retire to a place where there's just porn conventions and consumer electronics conventions and slot machines.
Go to Vegas.
All the time, baby.
Yeah, that'd be Vegas. That's
it's
the only
too
place
long
like
since
that.
I've been to Vegas. We had to put together a Vegas trip. I keep saying that,
ever
but nobody
since I've
listens.
Been here, you've been talking about that.
Nobody
do
listens.
It, well, do it. I want
to do it. I got to get the sales weasel
I've
to do it.
I've never been there. I want to go.
We'll
never been to Vegas.
We'll bring that up this week. We'll get that rolling.
Here's Sarah with the traffic.
Got an opinion? Pick up the phone and call. Lines are open at 503-250-1080 or toll-free 1-800-727-5955. Rick Emerson on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Radio. Gangsta. Radio. Gangsta.
Yo, it's time for Rick Emerson, it must be new. How did 21 hours tick away so soon? Turn off the TV, hands off my radio, damn it. I gotta hear Rick's thesis on what's wrong with the planet. I'm stuck on I-5, and better get used to chilling, cause it's all backed up, I got the traffic and Sarah Dillon. I'm mad about the traffic, and just because of that, I'ma call up the show and sponsor an F-Mat. Clyde Lewis is the man, and don't forget that. I don't know what he does, but his name sounds fat. Jolie from the front desk is unstoppable. Find out how chicks think. Yo, that's impossible. I better come up with a gig like a threesome I never did. Then Rick will get my song and play it for all the kids. But if not, you never know that this record was ever made. He's a radio gangster and he's got to get paid. Cause he's a radio gangster, yeah. And he's not having it. The radio gangster, yeah. And he's not having it.
How cool is that? All right, there you go. This Rick Emerson listener and Portland artist, The Low. You can download that song, by the way, and find the complete lyrics at Darkness E. as in entertainment.com, www.darknessee.com. There's the low radio gangsta. I always sound dumb when I say gangsta. Some people can say that. It's like some people can say heck, you know, and make it work for them. I can't say heck. I can't say gangsta. This doesn't work. All right, so we're here with Dina 1080 Girl. So you've got, so when you were at Vegas, in Vegas, by the way, if you want to see those pictures, they're at rickemerson.com of Dina with Ron Jeremy and also your husband Tim with Tone Loc. Mm-hmm. So what did you bring me from the porn convention?
Well, what Tim sent for you.
Just let me think it's from you. I have to shatter my...
No, life. You don't want to think this is from me. That's number one.
Why would you show this to me?
But he did send you a real one, too.
Okay. I've been handed two things. First of all, is what must be described as huge in every way, black and white photo of a male porn star with his, I don't need to see his tackle out. And it's signed, it says, Rick Emerson, anytime, any place, whatever you want. And his name is Kyle Kennedy.
And he was really cute, I must say. He was a gay
porn star. Of course he was. this is Kyle Kennedy, gay porn star, starring in Chi-Chi LaRue's The Back Row. Chi-Chi LaRue, by the way, is, if you weren't aware of that, a really flaming gay porn director who directed Rob Halford's last couple of videos. I'm going to put that face down so I never have to see it again. All right, and then we've got this one. This is a real one, though. This is a topless photo of Allison Chains, who I guess is a porn starlet, in Pool Party.
Read her writing.
Rick Emerson, hey, love, sorry, I missed you. Keep your, insert word here, hard for me. Okay, I'm just going to put, this is freaking me out. I have to, okay.
Well, that's what you get for making fun of Tim's hair.
I just got hugs and kisses from Kelly Erickson.
Do you want the picture of this guy's schlong?
No, not so much.
What do you mean you'll take it?
Well, unless you want to hang on to it.
The penis theater or whatever.
Yeah, so I'm told.
Puppetry of the penis.
Puppetry, yes.
Yeah, okay. I was going to make a joke about hand puppets, but anyway. All right, let's get Woody in Canada.
Ah.
What's up with you?
Good day, Rick. How you doing?
What do you got? Woody,
this is
Canada.
Woody, my friend who was at the porn convention.
All right.
Hey, Dina, how are you doing?
Good, how are you, sweetie?
I'm very good, thank you. What's the weather like down there?
It's nice and warm compared to where you are.
Yeah, I bet it is. Rick, I got to tell you, Dina is probably the most wonderful woman in the world.
Yeah, well, I'm kind of getting that from the Consumer Electronics Show and the porn convention and the Ron Jeremy and the bringing me nude photos. I'm with that.
You're making me blush.
And you know, with all of this anti-Americanism you guys have been talking about today, I got to say, you're making a good case for the best country in the world with the whole CES porn show bit.
Dude, it's all about America. Well, you're in Canada. Where are you at?
I'm in Ottawa, about 9 hours from New York.
Okay, no disrespect to our godless brothers from the north. I'm sure that Canada's a fine place, but I think, you know, I think we can speak for everybody when I say that Canada, you guys are sort of... Well, it's like I've always said, you're kind of an America cover band. Do you know what I mean? it's sort of like when you go to see a band, it's like, well, who are you? Well, we're No Quarter, a tribute to Led Zeppelin. It's sort of like we're Canada, a tribute to America. I mean,
well,
you know that.
I think one year a Republican senator said a test when he called us Soviet Canuckistan.
We got a lot of listeners in Canada. I used to have a syndicated show, and I swear to God, this sounds like a joke, but I was huge in Canada. So I said, well, thank you for listening. You listen online, right?
Yes, I am.
All right. Well, you call us anytime, and thank you for...
Bye, sweetie.
Thank you for giving us the... All right. So he went... What is that? Some guy in Canada going to a porn show with you?
Actually, we met him at Burning Man last year, and he became really good friends.
Burning Man. Boy, that's just Freakville. That's just... Seriously, that is just goon town there. No, I'm sure they're fine people. All right. Let's welcome now to the Rick Emerson Show our good friend, the original hairy, scary guy, Clyde Lewis.
I think points just keep going up with Dina. She went to Burning Man. That's cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah.
All right. So before we do News of Ground Zero, so you've been watching Joe Millionaire, right, Dina?
I watched the first two. I missed it last night, though.
Okay, but we all watched... I know Sarah watched Joe Millionaire last night. So Joe Millionaire, so last night he got rid of Allison, who is the red-haired girl who I thought he was going to keep.
No, Allison showed her true colors towards the end of the show.
Mm-hmm. How do you mean? Because she said she wasn't having a good time.
Yeah, well, she realized he wasn't as sophisticated of a man as she wanted.
But I thought that the thing about Joe Millionaire last night is that he was out with this girl. He went on a date with each girl in Paris. And Allison, this girl, redheaded girl, Allison, about halfway through the day said, well, I'm not having a good time. I don't feel like we're hitting it off. And I was like, well, she's toast. But then after having said that, it's like she was honest about it. And he said, well, I don't feel like we're connecting either. And then they had this whole talk about how they weren't really connecting. And I felt like they came out better on the other side of it. So I thought that Zora girl was going to get the boot. But she stayed. So maybe they're just, you know.
Well, Justin and I tallied how many times he referred to himself as a poor construction worker, as he had no money.
He said it eight times throughout that show.
He's selling it way too hard. I call
shenanigans. Oh, awful.
Completely. He is. He's totally selling selling the poor thing way too short. Because not only does he keep noting that, but we were having this discussion last night. Laura and I were talking about, do you suppose that he is actually choosing the girls to boot or to keep, or is that like the show and they're just telling him who to keep?
That's what I was wondering. Tim and I were talking about that too. I think that it's constructed. They're picking the girls to keep.
There's obviously a man behind the curtain. He's not choosing which girls to keep. They're obviously taking him in a back room. And the Mark Burnett or whoever, the producer, is telling him, these are the girls you're going to boot, these are the girls you're going to keep.
Well, I'm telling you, I told you that Melissa M. girl, it's like she's kind of mental. And last night, she seemed a little off-kilter.
She's nutty, man.
I told you. You didn't listen.
Melissa's the new Heidi. She's completely cracked. I got a whole bunch of it. Let's see. We got this from Bob, one of our many gay listeners. Rick, he's gorgeous and he's got a big tool. That automatically makes him not shallow. That's Bob. We got that. Oh, this is from, okay, now the new Star magazine is out, and it's the one with Joe Millionaire exposed on the front. Now, this is from Star magazine. We got some news on Joe Millionaire. It says, this is from the article on page 14 of this week's Star. The 6'5" hunk hasn't been honest with the girls vying for his hand on the show. They think he's a millionaire, but in real life, he's a construction worker and underwear model. He's also kept them in the dark about the fiery temper and attention deficit disorder that made him a hellraiser in school, and the fact that he's bedded more women than Sealy Posturepedic. Wow, wow, wow. But that's not all the 28-year-old boy isn't being straight about. Buff Evan is a pinup boy for gay men who have flooded the internet with outrageous claims that he worked as a gay escort and advertised in gay publications as a masseur. Another admirer of Evan is gay porn director Blue Blake. He is so impressed with Evan, he's extended an open invitation for him to star in an upcoming gay movie called Muscle Penitentiary. I would definitely cast him as the sadistic prison guard that ravages all the prisoners, says Blake.
Maybe the surprise at the end of the series is that he's gay.
Maybe. And do they still want to stay with him even though he's gay? Now, see, that would be interesting.
That would be interesting.
Do they want to stay with him even though he's gay? And so then the website zaptoit.com has a whole bunch of stuff about him. Even though for middle name security reasons he's using his middle name. Well, we said this earlier that Evan Wallace Marriott totally is a rich boy's name. No poor guy is named Evan Wallace Marriott. Let's see. So it says now, because they were talking about his background, and he says his Virginia upbringing was a comfortable one, but far from a wealthy one. He says, quote, I had Ralph Lauren clothes, but they were bought from TJ Maxx. Dad is a banker. Mom stayed at home painting sweatsuits on the side to bring in a little extra cash, but his parents managed to have the money to send him to the Hargrave Military Academy, which cost $20,000 a year. It says he dropped out during his junior year because he didn't want to take a government class. So he went to a private school that cost $20,000 a year.
He could have way more culture than he's letting on.
That's
obviously.
The thing. So his background, so even if he is only making $19,000 a year as a construction worker, that seems to be by choice and not by dint of his upbringing. He's slumming it intentionally.
I have my brand new Us magazine in front of me, and it says Marriott's home value when he was growing up was $240,000, which if he, you know, when he was growing up, it was about 20 years ago.
I don't know. Matt, you're a real estate maven. So 20 years ago, a home that's $240,000, what is that good?
Yeah, I mean,
in Virginia,
without knowing where it is or what it is or how big it might be.
It's a colonial.
It might be.
Well, put it this way, Eminem's home was valued at $45,000. So.
Yeah, no, this place, I mean, if it's as big as it looks like it is, it's probably $400 today.
Okay.
Maybe $350.
So he's not dirt poor. It's not like he's in the Appalachians or something. All right. Well, in any event. So he booted the redhead last night. So we'll have to see what happens. So I'm completely sucked into it, though. And the whole time I'm watching it, I realize that I'm just being so manipulated. You know, I can just feel the hand of the man moving me around, but I don't even care.
I watch Everwood, a better show. It's on the WB.
Everwood's a great show.
Are producing it, so it's a great show.
Treat Williams, Everwood. That's a great one. That's a great
show. I watch that instead.
All right, we'll come back with News at Ground Zero with Clyde Lewis in just a moment. Don't go anywhere. It's 503-250-1080. It's the Rick Emerson Show. You stay there.
You got an opinion? Pick up the phone and call. The lines are open at 503-250-1080 or toll-free 1-800-727-5955. Rick Emerson on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Is it snowing outside?
It's snowing.
I think it's freezing rain.
It looks like it's snowing.
It really does look like it's snowing, but I don't think it is.
I'll get to the bottom of this.
Our crack.
You get down to the bottom of it.
Our crack investigative team. All right, let's get Mike in Portland on his cell phone. What's up?
Hey, what's up, Rick?
What do you got, man?
The porn convention, I'm thinking that Dina got to go to the better of one of the two. I was at Internet, which was the amateur convention.
There was two or three going on, actually. I heard the Internet one was first, and then I went to the one for the video.
Yeah, Internet was first, and then C started, and AVN started.
Yeah, that's the one
I had to go to the better of the two. Well, I was trying to find Rick free stuff, but there wasn't really any stuff to give.
I wasn't aware there was a hierarchy of porn conventions, but that's because I'm not in the know.
Well, of course there is. Well, I mean, you got the amateur stuff, and now you got the professional stuff.
It's what I get for being dull. See, I just don't have any of the street knowledge.
I didn't know before last week.
There you go. There's Mike in Portland. Well, you can always rely on a man to teach you that sort of a thing, though.
That's right.
All right, Clyde Lewis, news at Ground Zero. What's going on in the world of the strange?
Well, I'll tell you what's going on in the world of the strange. I actually firsthand got involved with some ghost hunting up in Washington. And I'm not the type of guy, you know, everybody hears me talk about it, but I never really go out on these things because I just take the word for people who come in and show me what they have. They say, hey, look, we got this ghost voice. We got this going on. We got that going on. I'm going, okay, cool. Let's show it. Let's talk about it. Well, actually, I went out with Sarah and Richard, two guys from Washington, went out to some of the country graves out there in Washington, and we did some ghost hunting. And we brought cameras and recording equipment and all kinds of stuff.
You know, some guys collect matchbooks.
Yeah.
Some guys golf. What do? I hang out at graves on the weekends.
Graveyards. Yeah, I go out at graveyards, and I showed Sarah, in fact, Sarah can vouch for me, I showed Sarah some of the pictures that we took there in Washington. They creeped her out, didn't they, Sarah?
She's doing some phone calls right here. So,
she's doing these are pictures of what?
Well, there was one of a picture that I took of a huge, it was in, what had happened is we saw, out of the corner of our eye, we kept seeing things. We didn't know what they were. So every time I saw something, I'd say, take that, take a picture there, take a picture there. And I was standing at a grave, and I felt, we had these meters, they were electronic meters, and we felt this electronic surge coming up, and there was a bright light above my head. We snapped a picture, and there's actually a picture of me with this bright light above my head, and then there are all these, like, ghostly forms around this bright light. And there was also another shot of Richard standing by a grave, and there's, like, this anomalous, cloudy, like, ghost coming up out of the tombstone. And then there's this picture that we took of it looked like a face that was above a gravestone, and we took it, and it's this reddish face with a beard. It's really scary looking. And so I had downloaded some of the pictures, and I hadn't experienced it firsthand, and it really frightened me. It gave me the creeps. And I actually, we went out, and we also got EVP, which is the theory that if you talk out to the ether, if you're in a graveyard or a place where a lot of death has happened, ghosts will make impressions onto the tape. And this is digital. This isn't regular tape. This is digital.
No, I heard that last night.
Dina's nodding her head approvingly.
I so want to go the next time you do something like this.
Have you heard?
Man, chicks just come to me to get to you. They go through me to get to Clyde.
It is remarkable. And I always tell people, look, if you don't believe it, go out and try it. And we want to have a get-together with the ghost hunters. Now, I do have a cut. I do have a cut that I want to play.
All right, well, hold on. Well, let's do this first. We got a special report coming into us now.
All right.
Tim?
I'm outside on a weather veranda.
Okay.
And it's misting, but that's snowing.
So it's misting, but it's not actually snowing.
Not at all.
All right.
Okay. But it's enough to mist and kind of ruin my Mercedes.
What do you call that? It's snowing.
Are you calling from your Mercedes or what?
I'm on top of the roof on our weather veranda.
All right, downtown. Okay, so not actual snow.
Dina, is it snowing?
It looks like it's snowing to me, but...
Tim's outside. Then why are we seeing snow?
Uh-oh. I don't know. Maybe nobody dropped the bomb.
Maybe it's nuclear winter. Maybe your vision's failing. All right.
Tim, get on that nuclear winter thing.
Yeah. All right. What? Well, do we have the clip to play for Clyde?
Let me tell you, if we're going to play the clip, let me explain the clip. You got the clip? Okay, if you have the clip on.
Yeah, I have it.
Matt's wandered off somewhere.
So
I'll play it.
Where the hell did Matt go? He just looked over and he's gone.
I know, he's like, don't let Rick go to break. I'll be right back.
There's a woman, Sarah, who was one of the investigators who was out in Washougal. And as she was investigating a cemetery, she claims that while she was investigating the cemetery out in the area, there's this water area, and she was there, and what had happened is that she was calling out and talking to this ghost, the spirit, and immediately she said she felt herself being shoved to the ground into the water. And what you're going to hear is you're going to hear this woman talking, and then if you listen carefully, you hear a whisper, get out of the way, and then you hear her fall, and you hear her just swear and go down into the water. Listen to this clip.
Emma's has grown so much over the years. And if you're a pioneer, did you have a wagon? God damn.
Now these will play again. Keep get out of the way. Listen. It's really creepy, but it's a whisper of get out of the way. Did you hear it, Dina?
I think I heard it.
Yeah.
I'm not totally sure.
Think about it.
No, Clyde, you should play the one of that woman screaming. That freaked me out.
All I heard was something about fish fillet.
No, he has a
fish fillet. Would you like a large orange drink with
that? Play that one more time. Play that one more time.
Okay.
Emma's has grown so much over the years. And if you're a pioneer, did you have a wagon?
You just sit it over.
No, it'll play again here.
Okay. I think you heard it.
Something about listening to Odelay.
Get out of the way. What the thing is about EVP is you never hear the EVP while you're doing it. You have to listen back to it on the tape, and when you bring it up, it's frightening because you can hear these words. And she said that right before, and she didn't even hear the words, but she felt somebody shove her. And so when I listen back to it, I can hear the words "get out of the way" as she was being shoved.
Let me just point out the real problem here, which is that I have my own radio show. Hasn't gotten me chick one. You're going to cemeteries, and Dina's first words are, "Can I go with you?"
Oh yeah, I'd bring her.
What kind of world are we living in?
The only thing is, they can't run away. Jesus. They have to hold on to me.
Can't run away.
Hey, I'm going on the Shanghai tour this weekend, so hopefully I'm going to see some ghosts.
Good. I'd like to see if you get some stuff picked up. We'll look at his investigation.
I'm going to take video on it.
Yeah.
Okay. Why is it always ghosts? Why doesn't anybody see, bridge trolls anymore? Why is it never gnomes? All right, we'll be back. It's the Rick Emerson Show.
Punch him in his belly and he gave him a slap. The little did he know the little boy was dry. The kid pulled out his gun, he said, why'd you hit me? The barrel set straight for the cop's kidney. The cop got scared, the kid he thought to trigger. I'll do years if I pull this trigger. So he...
Rick Emerson, live from Portland, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Rick Emerson, only from Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Why don't you ever take me to cemeteries?
The hell is that?
I want to go to Transylvania.
Seriously, as soon as Clyde saw, as soon as Clyde has tapes of dead people in a graveyard, her first reaction is, why don't you ever take me on those, Clyde?
organize one, and I will announce it when we organize a full-on investigation.
We're organizing a trip to Vegas. You're organizing a trip to a cemetery.
I think, though, I remember when we used to organize these things, people used to run away. Remember my first producer ran away because she thought that...
Because she thought giant scorpions with human faces were going to overrun planet Earth, and I'm not making that up.
She freaked out.
Her name was Jill.
She saw... But remember, she went to the Cathedral of the Madeleine, she said the gargoyles were hissing at her and saying,
Clyde Lewis is Satan. This is true. That's totally true, by the way. Not that they were hissing, but that she thought they were. I can totally vouch for that. That Clyde's first producer went nuts and thought that stone gargoyles were hissing Clyde Lewis at her. I can totally vouch for that. Her name was Jill, and she was kind of stable to begin with, but after like a year work on your show, she just went bonkers.
Yeah, so
yeah, Clyde, I'm going to have to pass up on that offer to produce Ground Zero. Yeah, that's not going to work.
Okay. Yeah. You're always driving people insane or killing people with your radio show.
Oh, I have a question for Clyde. Clyde, did you really give some guy a heart attack?
I don't want to talk about that, really.
Isn't that pretty much known?
I know you don't like to talk about it, but I want to know.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if I should say, because it was one of those things where, let's just say that I can't talk about it. If I do talk about it, it'll get me into trouble. I don't want to bring up old stuff, but there was a situation that happened where...
There was some unpleasantness.
Yeah, some unpleasant. Rick knows about the unpleasantness. I had several unpleasant. One of the guy who did, let's just say,
Right. He tried.
He assumed room temperature, but we can't prove that there was any.
Yeah.
Anyway.
It's a scary
show. All right.
Hey, Rick, what was the daughter's name?
Shut up. Shut up. You shut your head. All right. Ground Zero, Friday, 10 to 1. Saturday, 10 to 1. Sunday, 8 to 10. Clyde right. Lewis. We want to thank Steve Zahn, Dan Aykroyd, Heather Graham, Ed McCarthy from CNN, Paul Abdul, Colin Powell, Shepard-Smith, Franco Frattini, Jessica Simpson, Nick Lachey, Emma Caulfield, Dean at the 1080 Girl, and her husband, Tim, for getting those pictures taken in Vegas, getting them put up there at rickemerson.com. The Rick Emerson Show is produced by Sarah Dillon. For Hot Talk 1080 KHK in the newsroom, Tim Riley, executive producer, Matthew Peterson. Again, thanks to Clyde Lewis, host of Ground Zero. We'll be back again tomorrow with Betsy and a special guest. As always, don't let the bastards grind it out. See you tomorrow. Bye.
Rick Emerson, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.